All right, Lou LeVay Sr. First of all, what brought you to Oswego last week?
Too many rainouts with the big wing. It was getting into July, and we'd only raced once. We got too much money tied up in these things to let them sit, so Steve made the call to build a little wing. We threw it together in a couple days and brought it out.
Here you are back this week. ISMA's in Canada. Did you not plan to be in that race in any way?
No, we weren't going to Canada. Too much hassle crossing the border and that stuff, so we were going to do as many of the other races as we could, and now MSS has lost Lorain County Speedway, so we're still going to run some ISMA stuff. It's just part-time here for this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, so do you think you'll be here on off weeks from ISMA?
Yeah, if there's nothing going on with MSS. You know, we're going to the High Miler. It's kind of hard to drive out there for what they get paid at, for Ohio for MSS.
Car seemed a little squirrely tonight.
It was in practice. Timed warm-ups, we had it pretty good. We tried to get some more for the heat, and we really made it bad. We won't do that again. Feature time, it wasn't that bad. I was stuck behind Jerry Curran, who was behind Danny Connors, and it was kind of holding me up. And got out in the marbles a little bit after that and just brought it in. Cars in one piece, we're not racing for any points or anything. There's no sense in banging it up. We can go to concentrating on get the second car together for next time.
Yeah, that was my next question. How many cars do you guys have in your stable right now? Not necessarily race ready.
We have this one here, and we also have the track record holding car we purchased from Pat Lavery. Motor's back in the shop. Car's sitting there complete. We just got to get the two together and get it out. That's probably going to be with a top wing only for that one this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the plans once you have two raceable cars?
This car here was supposed to just be for short tracks because it has such a short wheelbase, and the other one's longer. It was going to be for the bigger racetracks. It would probably be better here to Oswego with this configuration. But we're just going to keep this one running here right now. We may put the mounts on it for a small wing, but I don't think we're probably going to bring it here with a small wing. It's probably going to be our ISMA car for Friday of Classic, so we don't have to do any switching over this year.
All right, Lou. Who do you have you backing? Who's backing you this year?
Oh, well, LeVay Danes, Busky Collision, and anybody else that's willing to come on board. Steve spends the majority of the money. I spend what I can. It's tough to have cars of this quality on our budget.
Explain LeVay Danes.
Well, we've been raising Great Danes for like 16 years or so, and that's how I got the name the Big Dog from Joe Murata. You've seen us walking a couple puppies around years ago here in the pits, and they don't call me the Big Dog because of my size.
All right, Lou, and you promised not to have that set up again next week that you had in the heat race.
Yeah, that won't happen again. We changed it for the feature. Car was better. I was just stuck back in traffic where I didn't belong. If we'd have left the car alone after the time warm-ups, I'm pretty sure we could have won the heat. I got a good start with Tyler. Drove down in the corner next to him. As soon as I squeezed the throttle, it was over. It just would not drive off.